No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Monday, October 26th. Hope your week is off to a great start. I'm David Brown. It's great to have you with us. For years, officials have been cracking down on people who get on their computers and try to buy pharmaceuticals from vendors outside the U.S. They ship pills and bottles through the mail, and often those packages get intercepted at the border, but not always. Now, here's a question for you. What does the state of Texas have in common with these sorts of illicit drug purchases? More than you might think. Published reports and court documents in other states now reveal that Texas attempted to import a drug from India, a drug used in its death penalty cocktail. But as happens with many illicit international drug purchases, the feds caught the stuff at the border as it was passing through an airport. Douglas Berman teaches law at The Ohio State University, where he studies criminal law and has written on issues of sentencing and more specifically the death penalty. Professor Berman, this sounds odd to say the very least. So you're going to punish someone for breaking the law by breaking the law yourself? Does that make sense?
It is quirky and disconcerting in a variety of ways. It's really a byproduct of what's been a long and sordid tale that states around the country have been dealing with. And Texas, interestingly, seemed to be somewhat immune from the challenge that other states have had in securing the drugs used in their lethal injection protocols. But it seems that Texas has likewise gotten caught up in that, and it's a byproduct of legitimate manufacturers of these drugs, many of whom are in Europe, choosing not to make them available to be used in executions because of their opposition to the death penalty. And amazingly, a number of state correction officials have discovered that some quirky guy out of India is offering to provide this material, but doing so in a way that doesn't comply with federal regulations.
So what you're saying is Texas is not alone. In fact, I think that haven't you had a similar situation there in Ohio?
Yes. Well, interesting, in Ohio, there was an effort recently to, I think, purchase the same from the same source in India, but rather than risk making the purchase and having the drug stopped at the border, which is what happened in Texas, I believe Arizona's officials likewise. In Ohio, they sent a letter to the FDA, that's the agency, Federal Drug Administration, that regulates the safety of pharmaceuticals and others that come into the country, to say that they thought it was permissible to import these drugs as long as they got FDA approval first. What's peculiar is it's unclear whether they can, and it's unclear whether the FDA is prepared to approve this source of these drugs, even though these are not drugs that the FDA would be seeking to approve to make sure they wouldn't hurt anybody. They're drugs that specifically are designed to help kill somebody.
Right. Is it clear what the FDA could do? I mean, if this were just someone tapping away at their computer and trying to bring in prescription drugs, they could be prosecuted for violations of federal law. Can the FDA sanction the state of Texas for trying to bring this this compound in?
My sense is there are a variety of administrative remedies and maybe even some criminal follow-up that could be done by the U.S. Department of Justice, but I think it's awfully unlikely, both because there are some legal questions about whether and how it's appropriate for the federal government to prosecute a state when the state is doing things that I think it would claim is an effort just to discharge its own laws. But in addition, I think at the end of the day, there's unlikely politically to be support for a aggressive follow-up with sanctions or criminal prosecution, blocking access to these drugs alone, and now the publicity that this is starting to generate may be more than enough of the heat that Texas and Arizona and other states have been feeling. And that's itself why I think Ohio's been an interesting story, where they've tried to get pre-approval, but then they've gotten heat and some negative attention for even reaching out to this seemingly pretty shady source in India to try to acquire these drugs.
Douglas Berman teaches law at The Ohio State University. Thanks very much for taking time to speak with us, Professor.
Thank you for your interest.
We should point out that a spokesperson for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice has confirmed that his agency did try to purchase the drug through a federal import license that it obtained from the Drug Enforcement Administration back in January. And the state is apparently awaiting a decision from the FDA on the possible release of this shipment to the state.